Let's list off some of the things God had done for Israel. He sent 10 plagues to bring about their liberation from Egypt. He sent a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. He opened up the Red Sea. He got Israel through the Red Sea. And he saw to it that the pursuing Egyptians weren't so fortunate. He fed Israel with bread from heaven, an absolute miracle. And then he led them to a place called Rephidim, where there was no water. Exodus 17:3 says, "And the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained against Moses and said, 'Why is it you have brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?'" The next verse says they were about to stone Moses, kill him. So why did God lead them into this place where there wasn't water and present them with such a heavy trial? They were headed to the promised land, and clearly they weren't ready to be there. God wanted them to see what was in their hearts, and they saw. And that's sometimes why trials come. We're headed to heaven, and God will allow us at times to step into some challenging situations so that we can see what's actually within. And when you see what's inside your heart, to do something about it by surrendering to Him. What would have happened if the people had trusted God in simple faith when they found they had no water? What if they'd said, "God provided us with food, we believe He'll provide us with water"? It would have been very different. So, when trials come, meet them with patience and in faith. God is looking to develop your character and help you be more like Jesus. He'll send a trial and maybe bring you around again so we can come to the place where we say, "Thy will be done." I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.